Evangelism Center, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, reaching every nation with Bible salvation in time. Joy it is to greet you today in the wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are so happy that you are a part of the Harvest Time service today. You have joined a worldwide congregation, people from nearly every portion of the Northern Hemisphere are gathering together with people of the islands of the sea to lift up the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and to ask Him to use every word that is spoken today, every song that is sung, and every person who is praying for His glory and for the honor of the name of the Lord. I would like to extend to you a very special invitation to the United Pentecostal Church near you. Recently, we received wonderful word of a man who attended the United Pentecostal Church after hearing Harvest Time for a number of months. And upon his first visit to the United Pentecostal Church, he was gloriously filled with the baptism of the Holy Spirit and baptized into the wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ. How great it is to know Jesus Christ. How wonderful it is to be a part of the winning team and to know that as you hear Harvest Time today, in a few moments you will hear a Spirit-anointed Holy Ghost message from our Harvest Time radio minister. This is going to be a wonderful day in your life. We are so grateful that you have tuned to Harvest Time. We give special tribute to members of Harvest Gold International and the Harvest Time Home Church. The golden thread of radio evangelism that reaches around the world and is held tightly in the hands of people who care about this great ministry of Harvest Time. Thank you for caring. Thank you for praying. Thank you for sharing. Sister Jean Urshan with her daughters Sharon and Annette sing a wonderful song of inspiration entitled, More Than Ever Before.
Never. The power of
We would like to invite you to become a more intimate part of the Harvest Time Ministry. We would like to send you our Harvest Time tape catalog. You would find this very fascinating because from back in the 1950s, we have tapes that have been preached at world conferences of the United Pentecostal Church International. We have great tape ministry and messages and teaching by outstanding men of God, men who some of them have already gone on to be with the Lord, but their preaching still continues because of audio tapes. This tape catalog that covers audio as well as VHS tapes is yours absolutely free. Our mail address is Harvest Time, Box 215, St. Louis, Missouri, 63166, USA. We would love to hear from you this week and rush you your free copy of the Harvest Time tape catalog. When you're writing, why don't you ask for the updated version of the Harvest Time listening guide that will tell you every place where Harvest Time is heard, and you can be a blessing and help someone else hear this blessed truth. And now the Harvest Time Choir sings a bright and happy song entitled Some Beautiful Day. Now with his message from God's Word, your Harvest Time Radio minister, C.M. Becton. Brother Becton.
They found him in the temple, Luke 2:46. Jesus was 12 years old when the episode recorded in Luke took place. In his hometown, he was known as an apprentice carpenter who worked in the shop with Joseph. Mary and Joseph took him for the first time on a Passover pilgrimage to Jerusalem. It is a long journey by foot from Nazareth to Jerusalem, and it was to be a supremely exciting experience for him. The celebration was ended, and Mary and Joseph joined the group of pilgrims returning through the valleys and over the hills to the villages and towns in ancient Palestine. And they assumed that Jesus was among the crowd of pilgrims. At the end of a long day, when they were about to lay down for the night, they looked for him, but could not find him. The initial and normal feeling of worry soon turned into panic as they searched diligently among all the kinfolk and friends. Whatever they had to do, they had to find him. They reversed their direction, walked all the way back into Jerusalem, searched through the streets, the markets, every place that they had been while they were in the city. For 3 days they searched, and on the third day they found him. They found him in the temple, the very temple where they had lost him. All the time they had been searching for him, he was searching out the deeper meaning of the scriptures with the rabbis and teachers on the temple staff. Jesus had been lost by people who loved him best, and they lost him in the church. The history of Christianity is replete with stories of how men have lost Jesus in the church. When his spirit and his love have departed, terrible consequences have followed for the church. When the Christian spirit has vanished and Christ's presence has departed, the life of the church has been ugly and mean, and the Lord whom the church professed to serve has been offended. History contains black pages that tell how men have tortured, murdered, and burned one another when men pretended to serve him but were unaware of the reality of his presence. Sometimes men otherwise good, frequently dedicated to the church, intending to serve Christ, but concentrating on the marginal rather than the central reality of Christ, have left a frightful record of persecution and martyrdom. When the Spirit of Jesus Christ goes out of his church, anything can happen. Jesus Christ can be lost in the church. Jesus has been lost in the church. But the other side of this truth is that Jesus can be found in his church. There must be a reason or several reasons of how that Jesus can be lost in the very place that he should always be found. Let me say right now that the first business of the church is the proclamation of the good news of the gospel. In winning men to Christ and nurturing them in Christian truth and grace, the main business of the church is the ordering of souls, the mediation of God's grace and truth to the human race. All else is to make possible the fulfillment of this mission. But sometimes Jesus is lost in the methods, the machinery, the structure, and the organization of the church. Although Jesus must never be lost in the church over legal concepts and the administration of the law of the church, it must be clearly understood that any ordered society requires standards of procedure, or there will be anarchy. No creed but Christ, no law but love may work if the human element is kept out. But in most cases, Christ is not the creed, and love is not the law. However, the law of the church must serve the Spirit of Christ and not replace him. In his day, Jesus condemned the Pharisaical religion, which measured man's righteousness by his conformity to written codes. Righteousness was evaluated by the keeping of fasts and feasts, by obedience and conformity to thousands of minute regulations. But Jesus lifted religion from a thing of negative prohibitions and of precepts to be kept to a level of spirit and attitude manifested in all of life. But if electricity is to work, it must have both the negative and the positive. And so if Jesus is to be found in his church, there will be the negative, but there will also be the positive. When both are in their proper working order, there will be the Spirit of life. Electricity will flow, and the light of the gospel will burn brightly. It is a mark of New Testament Christianity that the door of our church is open to any soul who sincerely repents of their sins. And sins repented of must be remitted, or in other words, the debt canceled. And that can only be done by and through the name of Jesus in water baptism. And when this is done, there is a promise, and that promise is the wonderful gift of the Holy Ghost. The United Pentecostal Church is not a group that is erroneously referred to as isolationists. We are open to anyone that wants to come. But in your coming, we want you to get what you need to get when you come to church, and that is Jesus. We may be explicit in our instructions to you who seek, but it is only because we want you to find him whom your soul loveth. What good is there in going to church if in all the cloaks of form and rituals and in the inordinate and excessive emphasis upon statistics, he cannot be found by anyone who is trying to find him? Stereotyped, mechanical, heartless formulas, however perfectly executed, if they have not his spirit and grace, can cause him to be lost. Sometimes Christ is lost in church, in bad personal relations within the church. Often people lose Christ because they do not always see him in his disciples. Some unpleasant encounter leaves resentment. Some unworthy demonstration imparts a disappointment. Differences of opinion and judgment manifested by personal resentment and sometimes personal abuse drive the living Christ away. But if Jesus is ever lost to someone in his church, there is only one way back to him. It is the way of Mary and Joseph. They lost Jesus in the temple. They set out to find him, and they found him just where they had lost him. In the church, they recovered Jesus. When they listened to his voice and looked upon his countenance, the record says all were amazed. Anyone who has lost Jesus can find him again in his church. He promised to be there. He called the church his bride, and in that marriage of spirit, the bride is inseparable from the groom, our Lord Jesus himself. His church is his body. For the child of God, the church is not merely a group to safeguard him from his own selfish individualism. It is his only home on earth. Apart from it, he is apart from Christ. Christ promised to be with and in his body forever. Where people are about the Father's business, where 2 or 3 or 10,000 gather in his name, where people sincerely and in deep wistfulness seek him in the temple, he is there keeping his promise. Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. I realize that I could be talking to someone in the audience today that has never known Jesus. And if you have never known him, you are probably saying to yourself right now, how could I lose someone that I never knew? So if you're thinking that, I could tell you that although you haven't lost him, you are lost. And the beautiful ending of the story for you today is, he came to seek and to save that which was lost. He is looking for you all the time. Feel his nearness to you right now. And as you feel him, let him take you in his arms. For he wants to find you this very day. And oh happy day, when Jesus washes all of your sins away. Yes, you will rejoice, and heaven's angels will rejoice, because they will be excited over one sinner who repenteth. And may the Lord bless you and help you to find the Lord as he is seeking for you today. Thank you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And will you bow with us? Dear Lord, we thank you for your presence, and we thank you because you're reaching out. We thank you because you are searching. And we know, Lord, that a hungry heart can be found by you as well as they can find you. And we'll carefully praise you for all that is done. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.
Harvest time.
Harvest Time has brought you a Bible message with a clear and certain sound. A printed copy of today's outstanding gospel message is available to you if you will request it when you write to us at Harvest Time, Box 215, St. Louis, Missouri, 63166, USA. We would be extremely pleased to hear from you this week and to know that you are attending the United Pentecostal Church near you. You'll love the atmosphere of this truth-proclaiming center in your area. Now, in behalf of our General Superintendent, Nathaniel A. Urshan, and the people of the United Pentecostal Church International, this is Hugh Rose saying, God bless you. It was great to be with you today, and we'll be looking forward to being with you next week.